This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm gonna give one away Thursday. I've given one away Thursday. You got till Wednesday. Go to YouTube, look for Lock and Load Radio 1, look for the video called I'm Giving Away My Boyd's Gun Stock. Give me a comment, give me a thumbs up. Give me a subscribe. Get you gun stock. And check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And here we go. We're going to, I had a little help with this. I had a little help getting the word out on this, and I had it from this gentleman right here. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Frady.
So, we have had quite the week, haven't we?
We have, yet again. Seems to be the way of things lately.
So where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the dump, or you want to start with Colorado, or where do you want to start with?
Let's start with the NRA, which seems to be where we start so often these days.
Yeah.
As the drip, drip, drip of information keeps coming out. And just for the benefit of some of your listeners who may not be current. Before the NRA meetings in Indianapolis, a few media reports came out detailing a number of allegations about the NRA's internal processes and spending and cronyism and self-dealing. And some people on the pro-gun side dismissed this as usual kind of mainstream media attacks on the NRA, but a lot of people who knew things about the NRA and knew people in the NRA knew that just because these allegations came from sources that weren't friendly to gun rights and the NRA didn't mean they were not true or accurate. And many of them have proven to be. And in the run up to the NRA annual meetings, recent documents that have been released show that NRA President Oliver North attempted to get background and details regarding a couple of issues. Number one, biggest one, is a huge amount of spending on legal bills with an outside law firm that the NRA had engaged to handle its suits with the state of New York. That's with William Brewer,
right,
is the attorney. And when the NRA attempted to get backup for some billing, $40 million worth of billings coming from their PR and marketing firm, Ackerman McQueen, and then couldn't get they also engaged Brewer to file suit against Ackerman McQueen. That's interesting because Brewer happens to be married to Angus McQueen's daughter. So that'll make for a fun Thanksgiving this year, I'm quite sure. So these bills that North was concerned with total about $19 million. He was concerned they're bleeding the the NRA's cash reserves dry. And he couldn't seem to get anywhere on these. He thought it, according to the letter, which had been released and we've run on our site, that he thought it was part of his fiduciary duty to find out what's behind this. Is this usual? Is this customary? Is this a reasonable amount? Because they're billing him to the tune of, I don't know, I think it was $38,000 a day or something insane like that. And then, of course, other issues happened, too, on the eve of the NRA meetings. North met with Wayne LaPierre, along with some other board members and some large contributors, and asked for Wayne LaPierre to resign. Wayne refused and responded with a hotly worded letter saying that he was being extorted in an attempt to force him out. Because, as he said, the North and some other people had threatened to release embarrassing information about him if he didn't leave. Well,
let me ask one question real quick.
Yes,
was Oliver North as an activist president all the way up to this point, or did he just sort of erupt after president for a year?
I am certainly not in any position to know what his activity was like before all this.
Right.
But he obviously got activated about a month or two before. I don't know. You know, who knows when he became aware of the spending on these legal bills. Complicating the fact is that while he was president of the NRA, he was not paid by the NRA. I think it was about $1 million a year salary was paid by Ackerman McQueen.
Yep.
So there is a conflict of interest there, too. Basically, the thought was that when the NRA sued Ackerman McQueen, Ackerman McQueen used North to crack back at LaPierre and try to force him to terminate the suit. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I also know that when LaPierre won, in terms of retaining his position and putting more LaPierre-friendly board members in place at the annual meeting, not too long after that, compromising and embarrassing information started to leak out into the press, namely North's emails and an ACMAC memo to the NRA asking for reimbursement for about $275,000 in expenses that were charged to ACMAC by Wayne LaPierre for travel, for clothing, and for an apartment for an NRA intern by the name of Megan Allen.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's some stuff I didn't look at just because I knew we'd be talking about this today. So some of this is all and we got about a minute left. So do we know who dumped this? Who was the dump? Was it North?
We don't know that. We don't know that. That's what everybody assumes, since according to LaPierre's letter, he was threatened with embarrassing information to be leaked. And
right.
Therefore, and it came to pass that embarrassing information was leaked. All this has been reported in the mainstream media, the Wall Street Journal, the New Yorker, Michael Bloomberg's propaganda outlet, The Trace, and other places.
When we get back, I've got a question to ask you simply because I'm not as up on the inner workings of this. I tend to use the KISS method, which is keep it simple. You know what the other S is for. So For me, looking at some of the inner workings of this, it seems like quite the convoluted thing going on. But I want to just ask you a question about why they would have done what they did with North, if it's true. But I'm almost certain it is true. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan is working. This is where you can find some of the stuff he's talking about right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Giving one away in 3 days. Go to YouTube. Go to my YouTube page, Lock and Load Radio 1. Watch the video. I'm giving away my Boyd's Gun Stock. Listen, and do what the video says to do, and you might, you'll get in on it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to the editor-in-chief at truthaboutguns.com. You said something that you thought maybe that, and this is sort of the scuttlebutt, I'm sure you're not the only one that thinks this, but so Ackerman McQueen motivated Oliver North after Ackerman McQueen was under lawsuit from the NRA, but they're the ones that put North on him ostensibly to get him to stop the lawsuit. I mean,
that's speculation.
So I just want to play that speculation because I don't, that wouldn't surprise me if that was the case. Although, isn't it pretty stupid to get out there to try to stop something that dead in its tracks after it comes out? Wouldn't you want to put something in place to make sure that you didn't anger the goose that's laying the golden egg?
You would think. I mean, what's shocking is, given the length of the relationship between Ackerman and NRA, and how intertwined the two operations have become, things had to have gotten to a really bad path in order for them to have, the NRA to have filed suit against Ackerman, and it's shocking that happened. A lot of people's jaws dropped when they heard that had happened. And then Ackerman realized that they had leverage. Because if you read the letter, and again, we're assuming that the letters that were leaked are accurate, but there was a letter written April 22nd from Ackerman's CFO to Wayne LaPierre, copying the NRA's CFO and the NRA board's attorney, who's since been suspended or dismissed. Anyway, they're saying basically that, look, you sued us because you said that we couldn't give you enough detail about the expenses that we're billing you. Okay, here's some expenses that we can't give you detail on, because this is what you charged us, and these are the LaPierre expenses. They're saying that he requested that they issue him an American Express card, ostensibly to keep his business travel confidential and secure. And he used that American Express card to charge travel to places like New York, Los Angeles, Reno, Budapest, and Italy, the Bahamas, and Palm Beach. And he bought, I can't remember, I think it was $25,000 worth of custom suits in Los Angeles. And then, so they wanted to know, at a minimum, they wanted to know what the business purpose for these trips were, who went along, what was discussed, and all that kind of thing. And also, please, could you provide details for the apartment, $13,800. Is for the apartment you required we rent for the period of May 27th through August 30th, 2016, in Fairfax, Virginia, for Megan Allen. And also, could you tell us what the business relationship with Ms. Allen is? So that, to any outside observer, that certainly looks like a shot across the bow.
Yeah.
And then, again, assuming that the letter that LaPierre wrote to the board refusing to resign and saying that he was being blackmailed is accurate, if you assume that was accurate, then this comes out. This is certainly not flattering. It makes it look like he is laundering expenses through Ackerman that he doesn't want to charge to NRA and identify. And then, because this is a small part of what, I mean, again, Ackerman had billed the NRA $40 million in 1 year, and this is a fraction of that. But this is part of apparently what was charged to the NRA in like lump sums that were thinly identified. You have to expect that LaPierre knew that, and that's exactly what he was trying to do, because he didn't want to let people know that he was charging these kinds of expenses to the NRA.
The thing about some of the expenses I looked at, though, in some of those documents, and we don't have to, I want to talk about them when we get back. What about all of these, what looks to be payments made to individual board members?
Yeah, that's a normal report every year that happens where the NRA has to identify payments to board members that are made for whatever reason over a certain dollar amount, I think in excess of $2,000. And they did that, and it's got a couple of interesting items in there.
Well, I mean, I noticed that Marion Hammer got $270,000, and this was the first time she'd been to an NRA annual meeting in 8 years, was my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
so.
She's paid for her legislative lobbying services and consulting services in the state of Florida.
Okay, so is that like is that put out anywhere where anybody knows that? Is that, or did we just find that out?
I assume that this is an annual report that goes out, that goes to the board every year.
Right.
I don't think that this thing has been, this report has been leaked in the past. This is one of the things that got leaked this year because of all the sturm and drang and trouble and kerfuffle going on around the NRA. So that, you know, we see that Pete Brownell received $2,300 for, I don't know, some commission membership commissions he sold or whatever, you know, big deal. So some of these things are innocuous, but again, they're over the $2,000 limit, so they had to be reported.
Well,
that's how we find out that they're paying Marion Hammer $270,000.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that when we get back that I want you to just mull over, simply because of the way this all came about. But truthaboutguns.com, this is their bread and butter. This is what they do. In addition to talking about this, though, they're probably talking about Colorado. They're probably talking about a bunch of guns, probably talking about a bunch of things that happen with guns, pocket dumps, all this other stuff. Check them out at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his trade team will meet with the Chinese negotiators at the G20 summit in Japan next month. Trump insisted the U.S. is in a very strong position.
Our economy has been very powerful. Theirs has not been. We've gone up a lot since our great election in 2016.
And regarding the American farmers, President Trump says,
out of the billions of dollars that we're taking in, a small portion of that will be going to our farmers, because China will be retaliating probably to a certain extent against our farmers.
The president's comments come as he's welcoming the Hungarian prime minister to the White House. Prosecutors are recommending actress Felicity Huffman get 4 months in prison and pay a $20,000 fine. The recommendation comes after Huffman formally pled guilty today for her role in the college admission scandal, and the Dow lost 618 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Going to give one away. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman as we sort of look at this twisting vine that is the drama that is unfolding. Is this going to be a long-lasting scandal with the NRA, do you think? Or I mean, since the election, everybody's been like, okay, all done, nothing to see here.
Well, it doesn't look like, given what happened with the board at the meeting, meaning the president, Oliver North, is no longer the president, and the first vice president, Richard Childress, is no longer the first vice president. He is now just a board member. They've elevated a few other people into those positions. Carolyn Meadows, number one, is now the president, and a couple of others. And all of those are seen by people who know as LaPierre supporters and boosters. And when The Hill wrote about this latest document dump this weekend, she was quoted as saying, here NRA President Carolyn Meadows told the paper in a statement that the entire board is fully aware of these issues. We have full confidence in Wayne LaPierre. It's troubling and pathetic that some people would resort to leaking information to advance their agendas, she added. Well, the people who are trying to pressure the NRA from within the NRA to make some changes, resolve some of these issues and clean their house. People like Rob Pincus think that this is not a good sign. What you've got is a bunch of LaPierre boosters put in place who will do nothing to force the issue and force the NRA to examine what it's been doing and address these problems. He wrote on his Facebook page, and we reprinted it. He said, let me add that Carol Meadows, as the president of the NRA, is troubling and pathetic. The lack of backbone being shown by most board members is ridiculous. There's a very small number of them who are actively communicating and working with those of us outside the NRA structure to try to fix things. You know, and what you've got is a whole bunch of old guard type members in place. And he acknowledged that, you know, the board has something like 70-some seats, most of whom are not terribly active. And as he acknowledged, he said, you know, a lot of people took these, they're like industry professionals who work for some of the big gun companies who, you know, got a board seat, got elected to a board seat, and did this to advance their careers and all that. And that's nice. And you can say you're an NRA board member. Well, that's all getting more complicated now, because with the state of New York investigating the NRA and potentially the IRS investigating the NRA, these people have real liability as board members. They have a fiduciary duty to the membership to make sure that the operation is run cleanly and on the up and up, and particularly the members who are on the finance and audit committees who have direct responsibility over those areas. Could find themselves, I'm sure they're lawyering up, because, and I believe that, I read that, New York's Attorney General has subpoenaed all of them.
Right.
She wants to find out what they know and what they've done and what they haven't done. And yeah.
Aren't some of them going to look like buffoons?
Some of them will, because they're all going to, have to answer the question, well, what did you do when all this was happening?
See, this is the thing about the thing about the payouts, though. The thing about the payouts to all these people. When they rolled out CarryGuard, right, and one of the companies that they disinvited to come there because they were trying to, you know, there was a couple of those type service companies that they did not allow to come because they were going to start CarryGuard, and they basically stole one template for the business, and they were going to steal the membership of another company. That one of those companies had been put up for sale to them. I can't prove any of this, okay? This is just stuff that I know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know that one had been put up for sale. If they wanted to buy it and buy the membership and all the other stuff and then take over the business, they could have done it. And the board decided they didn't want, and one of the people that was one of the owners of the company was a board member. And the board did not want to pay another board member a bunch of money for a company. And yet you look at these other payouts, like I don't know what kind of lobby at Marion Hammer does, but given what's been happening in Florida lately, I don't care how much she's doing. She didn't earn any money. Her one loss record is horrible down there now. So, and she's making $270,000 for what is happening in Florida? Red flag orders and all?
Well, she's an ex NRA president.
Yeah.
And she does do lobbying there. I'm not on the ground there. I can't speak to that. I know one of our writers who is on the ground there isn't much of a fan of her and her work, but I can't speak to how much time she invests and how effective it's been. I know, obviously gun owners have taken some hits in Florida over the last year and a half since Parkland. You know, how much she could have foresaw that and done to change that. I don't know how much anybody could have done. I can't speak to that. That would have been a difficult situation no matter what. But, a lot of eyebrows were raised when they saw that she was being paid $270,000 in a year.
I
don't know if that's every year. I don't know if last year was unusual, but that's how much it was in 2018.
So I looked at that, and I looked at that other stuff, and with what I do realize about some of these guys, it's not looking too good. And the other thing that bugged me a lot was that NRA TV, which is the tip of the spear of Ackerman McQueen, was at the NRA meetup like they were large and in charge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And again, Ackerman, I think the number was, Ackerman billed the NRA about $40 million, I think, in 2017.
Yep.
And I don't know exact numbers, but I know a huge portion of that is NRA TV. And my understanding is one of the big points of contention was the NRA was trying to figure out how much bang for the buck it was getting out of NRA TV. How many subscribers, how many viewers, how many downloads, that type of thing. And they couldn't extract that kind of information out of Ackerman. And that is one of the precipitating events that resulted in the suit.
Yeah.
Probably Ackerman probably lost that, because I can tell you right now, if whatever it is, it's got to be in the dozens. Your readership dwarfs what they get out of that. I mean, it leaves it so far behind, it's not even on the same continent. I mean, do you watch NRA TV or partake of any of their products besides reporting on something if it comes up? But I mean, it's not something like sitting down every day going, hey, I talk about gun rights and everything. What should I do here? Oh yeah, I'm going to watch NRA TV, the whole thing.
No, I don't. I'm an NRA member, but no, I don't partake of any of that stuff. I don't watch.
Really coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break. What Dan does do is he puts out anywhere between 10, 16, 15, 20 articles a day, all down with the cause. It's industry, it's self-defense, it's politics, it's whatever is necessary at the time he's doing that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Going to give one away very shortly. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Does this document dump? Do you think the New York Attorney General is looking at that going, aha, so many instances of the appearance of impropriety?
I'm sure she is. She's predisposed to find anything negative she can on the NRA. And I would guess that given the fact that the NRA is chartered in New York, she has the ability to ask for and demand a subpoena and all the documents she wants. So she probably would have found these kinds of things anyway. But I'm sure she and her boss, Governor Cuomo, absolutely love the fact that this stuff is getting out into the press.
Will they actually be able to use it for anything?
I don't know enough about the law to know that. I think that I don't know what the threshold of proof is for them to determine whether or not the NRA is following the laws in the state that govern nonprofit organizations. I'm not an attorney, so I don't know how all that works, but they are going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and as we've said, the NRA is either going to clean up this problem themselves or they're going to have it cleaned up by people outside the organization, people like the Attorney General of the state of New York, people who are openly hostile to the NRA and what the NRA stands for and what their ostensible goals and mission is. So any harm that they can bring to the NRA, they will. So to the extent that the NRA can do whatever it can to clean up its own house before this investigation gets rolling, that would be a big benefit. But again, given the view from the outside and having old guard board members who were standing four square behind Wayne LaPierre despite all these rather disturbing revelations. It doesn't look like they're in any mood to do anything about it.
Does it just come down to money? I mean, I'm looking at this, and it's like, at first glance, and now with this new thing where we've seen that, you know, some of these guys are getting payments that are on the board and everything, which sort of makes it look like bribery, right, to me. That might be a far reach for me, but at the same time, looking at it, isn't it supposed to be about the Second Amendment and American gun owner rights? And when did it become about Wayne LaPierre?
Well, lots of large organizations, many of them nonprofits, have turned into piggy banks or slush funds for for their management and board members. We've seen instances like this at operations like the United Way. I think the Red Cross had problems. Anything that's as big and far-reaching an organization as the NRA is, and the NRA needs to be big in order to carry out its functions and advocate for its 5 million members and secure the right to keep and bear arms, which they ostensibly work toward. Anything that becomes that big takes in a lot of money, and that provides a lot of temptation for those at the top to use some of that money for their own benefit. You know, they're humans that are running the NRA just like every other organization, which means you're going to get people who are flawed and people who succumb to temptation. And I would submit that that's been going on there for quite a while.
Well, as I'm looking at it, and I would love to know why they have elections, for example. If they're going to continually, if Wayne LaPierre is going to be the NRA, then let him be the NRA. This whole thing has been set up. It's almost like they never thought that questions would be asked.
That seems to be the
which
case
is,
in all
it's,
these
it's
situations.
Astounding. It's astounding that they never considered that to me.
They never think that anybody's going to ever look at it in enough detail and that nobody's going to ask any questions. And I don't remember the situation at the United Way, but I remember it was really ugly. Well, that was, 10, 15 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And the top guy there was bleeding off all kinds of cash for all kinds of reasons. And it hurt the organization badly. But the NRA, the United Way has a much different public image than the NRA does. The United Way has the support of every big employer in the country. They all have those, you know, internal campaigns to raise money for the United Way, and the United Way does some very good work. The NRA does some very good work too, but they have a different, they don't have friends in the media and corporate America like the United Way does. So the NRA is operating from behind the eight ball a little bit to begin with. So any opportunity they give to anyone to criticize them or claim that they are being less than on the up and up, is seized upon and exploited with gusto.
Well, I find that to be a Second Amendment advocate means that you are constantly watching a different way where somebody attacks a civil right all the time. Wouldn't you get out there and do a little mental math and say, one day somebody's going to ask us questions about this stuff?
You would think. You've got to run a cleaner house than somebody, than another operation is just as big and does maybe advocates for the First Amendment rather than the Second Amendment. Who knows what's happening at the ACLU, which is another ostensible civil liberties type organization. Of course, they don't seem to go out of their way to protect the Second Amendment. They worry about a lot of the other civil liberties. But you know, there could be things going on there. We don't know. I'm just speculating. It's just an example. What I'm saying is that when you're the NRA, you've got a big target on your back.
Yeah.
And if you do anything to give those people who are aiming at you ammunition, you're really shooting yourself in the foot. And that's a whole lot of different metaphors there. But I think you get my meaning.
I do. I do indeed. And I don't know. I'm not afraid of the NRA going away, because the NRA is not Wayne Love here, and it's not the board of directors or any of the other people not doing anything. It's the membership of the NRA.
That's 5 million people.
Yeah, and I have heard people say, well, you know, this will be some big, there'll be some big something come in behind us to turn into a big fundraiser. But I think the problem here is going to be the membership of the NRA is really, really awake now, and that's going to be the problem. But we're going to run out of time here. And for those, it's 24 hours a day, you can go to truthaboutguns.com. It's updating constantly. I don't know when it stops updating. And that's because Dan runs it with his group of writers and researchers and everything else. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to just go into hour number three, continue the rant. And I'm going to try to get some of you guys to enter the contest. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.